Erevin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. We're continuing in the same theme of two places and how to consider them as one, and when one place is divided, how they can be considered as two, when do you have to be Ma'arav Kechad, and when do you have to be Ma'arav Kishtayim. So here we have a different case. Nosen Olov Neser Shurochav Abo Tvochim. Put a plank, a piece of wood. We're talking about the cheritz that was mentioned in Mishnah Gimel. And you put across the ditch to be able to walk across. You don't have to walk up. You don't have to walk down and then up. So you put a plank across. Shurochav Arba Tvachim. It's wide four Tvachim. So again, it has a Shem Mokim. You have the same halacha just for reference. A Neser of Arba Tvachim is a Paslus Midrabonon in Mesechah Sukkah. If instead of putting down thin bamboo or thin pieces of wood, you put down wide planks of wood, so it has a tsura midrabanan. It looks like you're really just roofing it. You're not putting on temporary. What's cool that what you put on is not just a piece of wood on top schach, but what it is really it's a roof. It's a permanent roof. A nes of arba tvachim, same idea. Arba tvachim is a mokoyim. Putting a roof over a mokoyim already has a tzura that's roofed in. I'm just pointing out the same idea. So here you have a neser. In Hilchis Mechitzos, this plank going across the cheretz is meaningless. It's not beruboy, it's not fenced in. It doesn't change the fact that the cheretz inside is a Rishus HaYochid and it goes up El Adraki and it divides the two places. But Lamaisa, these two places, despite the fact that they're divided, have a bridge between them. So the point is that this Neser, Rochav Arba Tvachim, becomes a Mokoyim that's bridging these two Mokoyimoyis, and with that, it can be considered one place. A similar case, the same idea, V'chein Shei Gzustrois, Zukenegedzu. Picture two houses that are on either side of a thin alleyway, or maybe not so thin, so Rosh Hasharabim. There are two porches that are far above, these are called Gzustrois, and like an open balcony, that's from one house on one side, sticking out over the street from the other side. L'chor de two batim. And certainly if you want to carry from one to the other, you need Neiru v'chatzes. You need to be ma'ariv, the batim together. Even though the ear space really is a mokum tur. But what you're doing is you're carrying from place to place. So even if theoretically you have an Eruv around the street below, and you want to carry out through the street, but you can't carry from the bayis to the chotzer, and then from the chotzer to the bayis. So what you want to do, let's say, is you want to be ma'ariv the two batim together. And you want to look at the two batim as being meshach shaychi to the same place. Be ma'ariv the two batim so you could pass from one to the other. And there's a neser of dal tvachim, a plank that's put down and it's going to stay there for Shabbos. And it now has this access from one house to the other. So even though in Hilchus Mechitzis doesn't do anything, it's not Mukaf Mechitzis, it's just a plank, it's accessibility. The Aloch is Ma'arv and Shnayim. There are two places you can be Ma'arv Shnayim. Vimrotzu, you can consider it one place and then Ma'arv and Echot. Pochus Mikan, if the Neser, if the plank that's there, the accessibility, is on a tightrope, it's less than Dal Tvachim. Ma'arv and Shnayim Be'en Ma'arv and Echot, because since that Neser is not Dal Tvachim, it's not Teufis Mokim. If it's not Teufis Mokim, it doesn't redefine the Mokim, the Mekoy Mois, as one Mokim. Just point out that the Paiskim are Moisif, this is in Shin Ayin Gimel, that if the Neser is wide, let's say you have huge balconies, you have a Neser that's wide Asara Amos. Asara Amos is already so wide that it can't be looked at that these two places are Batz and Mat Mechubra. There's no possibility of being Ma'arav Shtayim. When there's such a large walkway between the two places, you have to see them as one place. You have to be Ma'arav them B'yachad. We'll also just point out that the case that we had, Shteg Zustroi, Zukeneged Zu, two balconies, one opposite the other, the way we said it, is on two sides of a street. They're overlooking the street and theoretically, they're on two sides of the street. Now, would you be allowed to pass something over? The halach is yes, because it's over the airspace of Rishus HaRabim. Above Asar Tvachim is a Mokum Ptur. Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid, Derech Mokum Ptur is Mutter. There is, however, one case where it's awesome, we learned in Mishnayos and Shabbos, where there are two porches that are on one side of the street, they're next to each other. Instead of being on opposite sides of the street, they're on the same side of the street, but the street is dividing, the walkway of the street is dividing the two porches that go from here to there. In that case, there's a chiddush that over there would be a malachas hoitzah. It's a chiddush because you're carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid. Still, we learn out of the Kroshim in the Mishkan that that's the way the Kroshim were transported. It's called Moishit. Rashi, in the Sugis over here, calls Zustroi Zu Keneged Zu, not either side of the street, the way we explain. That's the way Rav and Rishayim hold. But Rashi explains that what we're talking about over here is Gzustra Neged Gzustra. They're both on the same side of the street with a little bit of the street dividing. The Chiddush then would be is that they're not Goyzer on when there's a plank there that's B'demit to Moshit. That type of Moshit would be Osir. If there's the plank there, then it would be Mutter. That's the Chiddush according to Rashi. According to Rav Yishen, you don't have to say that. Mishnehei, again another case of something artificially dividing two places that are open to each other. Matvein, a matvein is a huge pile of kash, tevin, things that are maichel behema, and they're not in a charitz the way we had a few mishnayos ago. They're on the ground, you have a huge chotzer, and dividing the chotzer, you have a very tall pile. That's gavoya asor tvachim. It's considered a mechitza. It doesn't make a difference that it's not day to stay. Right now, there's a pile dividing this chotzer into two chatzeris. Now, the matvin does not have to be wide, thick, whatever you want to call it, arba tvachim, because over here it's not in the ground. It's above ground. The width of a mechitza above ground is minimal. You can put a barbed wire, a string, and that'll also be a mechitza. So we have matvin shebein shtei chatzeris, Gavoya Asar Tvachim, so has a real Surah of a Mechitza. Ma'arvin Shnayim ve'ein Ma'arvin Echad. There's no accessibility between the two. Elu Ma'achilim Mikan. Now here's going to be the problem. Everybody wants his animal to eat from this huge pile of Tvua. Very convenient. Problem is, what happens if the behemoths of Reuven, the behemoths of Shimon from either side of the fence are going at it? Eventually, the pile is going to start going down. It's like two people spending out of a joint bank account. Eventually, you're going to go bankrupt. So over here, they're starting to eat. Is that okay? So the Gemara explains that the words of the Mishnah over here, Machilin Mikan, and Machilin Mikan means that a person can put his animal there to eat himself. There's a gzera that if the person would take off a pile with his own hands and put it in front of his behemoth, you could theoretically, if you're taking decent amounts of this tevin to put in front of your behemoth, and you have a bunch of behemoths, eventually the wall in the middle of Shabbos is going to become lower, and then you're going to have a problem because you're turning it into one chotzer. And then they're open to each other, you ask it also with chatzeris. But putting an animal there, that's okay. We're not choshish that the animal is going to eat through enough tevin to be mamayid it me'asar tvachim. Now the Rishonim, the Rosh primarily, asks on the way this Gemara is explained from a Mishnah later on in Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah over there says that if you have a chotzer, two chatzeros, why are they two chatzeros? Because they have a wall thoroughly separating them, so Ma'arvin Shnayim, and then the wall falls down in the middle of Shabbos, and now you have one big chotzer where part is open to the other part. In the middle of Shabbos, the chalois iseru v'chatzeros of a chotzer that's not ma'uriv, which it now becomes, is not chal the middle of Shabbos. Kivish utra l'Shabbos zu, it's chal that this is mokim that doesn't have a gzeiras, a ruvi chatzeres, you're allowed to carry in the whole chotzer. So what's the problem? Even if the mechitza comes down, even if enough tevin comes that the mechitza is now lowered from asara, at the end of the day, it was mutter for the Shabbos. This is the kasha the Rishonim ask. What you have to say is, and this is what the Ritva says, it's brought in the poskim, is that enachanami for the Shabbos attack would be mutter. But if you're going to set it up that way, you have an industrial place where, or rather not an industrial, but more where there's a bunch of animals and a bunch of piles of tevin. So that every week they pile up a big pile of tevin, they separate a chotzer into two, and they make two separate makomos. You're going to do it every Shabbos. One Shabbos is going to be nismayit. They're going to allow that situation to go further to next Shabbos. That's the problem. And next Shabbos, Havada, you don't have the Kivan Shehutra, L'tzerich Shabbos Zu. Another Teretz is, the Rishonim say, that L'chatchila, at least, we don't set it up that way. So, Mela, we're not going to allow him to feed the animals biyodo, because that's L'chatchila setting it up, that maybe it'll be Nismat Me'asar. So, therefore, the halacha is Nismat Atevin Me'asar Tvachim, if it's Taka Nismat from Asar Tvachim. Again, in the middle of the Shabbos, you wouldn't say that. But be'etzim, if nismat dem asar tvachim, it's no longer mechitza, then v'shtetzach ma'arvin echod ve'ein ma'arvin shnayim.